Hi, this is Julie greeting you from Chile, Beijing. You're listening to 英勇易度。你好，我是 Julie， 欢迎收听英勇易度。Today, we have our American regular guest Alex Ray with me, so let's welcome him. Hi, Ray.
Hey, hello, Julie.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. So we're going to talk about the topic concerning your life, your private life, okay?
Yeah, for sure. I'm very excited about the topic because I have a lot of things to share with you guys because I'm here in China from last 12 years. So better be, excited and let's see what do we have.
刚才呢有没有听懂我和 Alex 的对话，我们说的是今天我们要探讨的话题呢是他的私生活，其实没有那么严重，不是私生活哈，是他的生活，就是说他作为一个 foreigner， 他在中国已经待了很久，那么他的一些生活的细节呢其实我是想去了解一下的。 OK, so you mentioned you have been living in China for like 10 or 12 years?
Yes, almost. It's like, you know, 12 years. It's going to be 12 in next July.
Wow, it's pretty long. So how do you feel about your life in China? Are you generally happy?
Yes, it's, the life has been like a roller coaster.
Roller coaster? What does it mean?
It means like, you know, it has been up and down. It's very exciting, you know, as I've learned a lot of things here.You know, it's a different culture, so I'm really very happy and I'm enjoying my life.
所以刚才呢瑞说到他在中国的生活有点像是 roller coaster。Roller coaster 的意思呢就是我们经常在欢乐谷这样的地方玩的那些游戏，过山车这类的啊。所以他的生活其实他觉得像是 ups and downs, 就是经历了很多的起起伏伏。So tell us some details.
All right, so, I mean, it's very nice. I've made a lot of friends. Of course, every country have good and bad people, but I'm always going to be on the positive side. And, you know, I mean, making different friends was my first priority. And then second was the delicious food. I was in Beijing for a few years.
Okay, so on the positive side, 刚才呢瑞说到就是生活当中当然都会在哪个国家都会有到这种好人坏人哈。But on the positive side means something that you can see from a positive angle, 就是比较积极的来看了，那在中国的话也会是一样的，就他会先去给大家讲一些积极的方面哈。Okay, so go on. You have been living in Beijing for several years, how long?
Yeah, I think it was around like 4 years. Then I had to change my job. So I moved to sunny Shanghai. Yeah, so I mean, I'm an IELTS teacher here. So, you know, I got a bit better opportunity here. And I was a little bit tired of the cold weather. So I wanted to have a change. And now I'm here.
So you think Shanghai is a better city, right? than Beijing?
I don't know. I think they both are cosmopolitan city. They have got their own vitality, I think. So I think, yeah, they both are on the same level. I wouldn't say Shanghai is better, than Beijing, but I would definitely want to say that Shanghai is a little bit maybe more organized.
Organized? Okay.瑞说呀，就上海和北京其实都是比较这种大型的城市，他用到这个词叫 cosmopolitan. So what does it really mean, cosmopolitan? Does that just mean big in size?
Yeah, it's like, you know, like a very big city. So we have cosmopolitan cities like, you know, New York is one of the cosmopolitan cities.
Your hometown.
Tokyo. And okay, so cosmo, C-O-S-M-O-E-O-L-I-T-A-N, Cosmopolitan.
So, pretty long word for us to remember. 大家有没有记住啊，这个词的音节比较长，我们让瑞帮我们再来读一下 Cosmopolitan. Can you pronounce it again for us?
Okay.Cosmopolitan, and you can spell it as C-O-S-M-O-P-O-L-I-T-A-N.
Okay, got it. Cosmopolitan, 就是is that an adjective?
Yes, I mean, you can add it before the word, like you can say, Shanghai is a cosmopolitan
city.
And Hong Kong is a cosmopolitan city.
Okay, got it. 所以它呢，这个是一个形容词啊，表示有那种大都市感的，就像纽约啊、上海啊、东京这样城市，它是一个形容词，所以大家可以把它放在这种名词的前面。A cosmopolitan city like Hong Kong, Shanghai, New York. Okay. So another word is vitality. Vitality.、Mm-hmm. Can you explain?就是他呢用到的这个词呢叫 vitality, 刚才瑞说到啊他的意思是、what does it mean?
Yeah, I mean, vitality is like, you know, I mean, it's like a very, complicated word. It can describe a lot of things, like, you know, the life in the city. Like the life in the city, like in Shanghai is, I think,a little bit more fast forward, you know, it's faster than in Beijing. I think、in Shanghai, I think people like go to the bars, go to the clubs. There are a lot of things going around in the city.、
Mm-hmm.
But I think Beijing is a little bit slower pace.
Vitality 的话呢就好像生机活力这样，但是它更多的好像是指一个就是生活方式这样一个速度的感觉啊，就它拿上海和北京来做对比的话，就是 Beijing is a bit slower pace, so Shanghai is faster pace. So Shanghai has a stronger vitality, can we say that? A stronger vitality than Beijing?
I mean better, you can just say better.
Okay, so we say, if we say Shanghai, it's more than Beijing's energy, and it's more than Beijing's energy, we should use this combination. For example, has a better vitality. So this is the correct collocation, better vitality, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you can say like, you know, or you can also say like, got great vitality.
Okay, you know? So great.
Yes.
We can say strong vitality?
I don't know. I think I'll prefer to say great vitality.
嗯哼，所以和 vitality 搭配的话呢，瑞的建议是我们可以用 good 或者是 great vitality. Okay, 表示的是这种有生机活力，但更多时候好像在强调的是这个城市的节奏会比较快啊，这样的感觉。So,
yes. I mean, I just compared that to the Beijing listeners. I just wanted to be very clear because I mentioned that maybe Shanghai had got great vitalities just because, you know, Beijing is sometimes, you know, cold and people don't really prefer to go. But in summers, oh my God, I think Beijing is there. It can be on the top.
Okay, yeah, we have so many hutongs, people can't move too fast in hutongs, right?
Exactly, that's the best thing what Beijing got.
刚才瑞说到啊，这其实也不是非要说强调北京要有多龟速和上海来比，不是这个意思啊，就是 vitality 其实我们怎么说它很复杂，就是感觉说、因为大家可能会去酒吧呀、什么的，然后它的生活方式会是那种就比较快速一点给人感觉。当然了，到北京之后，如果夏天，其实大家还是也会很积极的去参加各种社交活动，还是这个 vitality 更多的指的是我们的那种 vigor or people are more involved in social activities, something like that, right?
Exactly, like, you know, they can go outside on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the temperature in Shanghai is very stable, but we do get a lot of rainfall that, you know, sometimes slows down things. But, I mean, other than that, I think it's just great.
Yes.